The conclusion of assistance and follow-up constitute an essential stage in the process of divine feminine healing. It is about consciously and ritualistically marking the end of a work cycle, celebrating the transformations achieved, and preparing for the next stage of your client's journey. As a practitioner, your role is to help her integrate her achievements, look to the future with confidence, and put in place support structures to maintain her momentum for flourishing. The conclusion of the assistance begins with a time for review and celebration. Invite your client to revisit the journey since the beginning of your collaboration, highlighting her realizations, successes, and learnings. Assist her in measuring the delta between her initial state and her current one, in terms of well-being, self-confidence, inner clarity, relational quality, etc. Point out the challenges she has overcome, the resources she's mobilized, the talents she's deployed. Celebrate each victory, each step forward, each growth cycle. Use visual aids like a timeline, a life tree, or a mandala to symbolize her evolution. Then, assist your client to anchor her achievements by proposing to create a personalized closing ritual. This could be a moment of contemplation in nature, a letter of gratitude addressed to herself, a symbolic gesture like planting a seed or lighting a candle, a written commitment to honor her values and vision. The goal is to mark the transition from before to after, to etch in her memory and body the transformations experienced, to strengthen her sense of accomplishment and her determination to continue her momentum. The conclusion is also the time to open up to the future and assist your client in projecting to the next stage of her path. Invite her to clarify her vision in the medium and long term. How does she wish to deepen her feminine healing? What aspects of herself does she want to continue to explore and deploy? What dreams does she want to realize? What relationships does she want to create or enrich? Help her transform this vision into concrete goals and an action plan, using the tools seen in the Goals Definition and Action Plan module. Make sure her commitments are realistic, progressive, and aligned with her core values. A key point of conclusion is to aid your client in identifying her support needs for the next part of her journey. What structures, what resources, what relationships will assist her in maintaining her growth dynamic and meeting her new challenges? This could be a women's circle to share her experiences, a creative workshop to express her urges, a therapeutic space to deepen her healing, a training program to develop her skills. Encourage her to solicit her surroundings, to surround herself with inspiring and benevolent individuals, to boldly ask for help when she needs it. Remind her that vulnerability and interdependence are strengths, not weaknesses. The follow-up is the natural extension of conclusion. It's about maintaining a connection with your client after the formal assistance has ended, in order to encourage her in the continuation of her journey and assist her in overcoming potential difficulties. You can agree together on a follow-up rhythm and modality that suits you both. A monthly phone call, a quarterly news email, a biannual refresher session. The key is to find a balance between autonomy and support, respecting the evolving rhythm and needs of your client. During these follow-up exchanges, invite your client to share her victories and challenges since your last contact. Celebrate her progress, no matter how small. Receive her doubts and hurdles with compassion and without judgment. Help her revisit her resources and her learnings to tackle her current issues. Suggest exercises or rituals to rekindle her connection to her feminine energy and her inner wisdom. Remind her of her beauty, talents, and transformation power. Be this benevolent mirror, helping her to recognize her light and persevere on her path to self-fulfillment. Follow-up is also the opportunity to deepen and update the client's action plan. Over time and through experiences, her aspirations and priorities may evolve. Assist her in clarifying her new vision, redefining her goals, and adjusting her actions accordingly. Invite her to celebrate what she leaves behind with gratitude, and to embrace what emerges with curiosity and enthusiasm. Remind her that change is the only constant in life, and that every stage is an invitation to reinvent herself authentically. Beyond individual follow-up, you can offer your clients collective replenishing spaces to nourish their journey. These could be occasional talk circles, themed workshops, seasonal ceremonies, initiatory trips. Create opportunities for reunions and sharing where they can reconnect to their momentum, draw inspiration from other women on the journey, pass on their learnings to newcomers. Weave a support community where each can in turn give and receive, in a spirit of sisterhood and reciprocity. Concluding assistance and assuring follow-up is a subtle art requiring presence, intuition, and flexibility. As a practitioner, you are this anchoring point that helps your clients integrate their achievements, dare their urges, and navigate their life transitions with grace and resilience. You are this midwife accompanying them in the birth of their new identity, the doula supporting them in delivering their dreams and projects. You are this threshold guardian who honors their initiatory passages and celebrates each step of their deployment. To fully embody this role, it's essential to care for your own energy and cultivate your own art of conclusion and renewal. Create end-of-cycle rituals for yourself, where you celebrate your accomplishments, honor your learnings, and release what's no longer in alignment. Give yourself moments of replenishment and supervision to digest your assistance experiences, clarify your intentions, and refine your skills. Dare to conclude collaborations that no longer nourish you, to open up space to newer, more suited opportunities. By integrating the art of conclusion and follow-up into your practice, you offer your clients a precious gift, that of an evolving and nourishing assistance relationship, which adapts to their changing needs and supports their long-term growth. You allow them to experience their transitions not as destabilizing breaks, but as initiation doors leading to ever more alignment, self-fulfillment, and contribution to the world. You plant in their heart the seeds of an unshakable confidence in their wisdom, resilience, and creative power. What a marvelous privilege to see them spread their wings and fly towards their unique destiny, remaining connected by this invisible thread of mutual support and unconditional love. Key points to remember: the conclusion of assistance and follow-up are essential stages to mark the end of a work cycle, celebrate transformations, and prepare for the continuation of the journey. Conclusion begins with a review and celebration of realizations, successes, and learnings. Visual aids can symbolize evolution. A personalized closing ritual allows anchoring achievements and engraving experience transformations. Conclusion opens up the future by clarifying a vision, concrete goals, and an action plan aligned with core values. Identifying support needs, women's circle, creative workshop, therapy, training, helps maintain growth dynamics. Follow-up maintains the connection after assistance, with a rhythm and modality that both parties agree on, to encourage and overcome difficulties. During follow-up, celebrate victories, welcome challenges, revisit resources, suggest exercises, and be a benevolent mirror. Follow-up deepens and updates the action plan according to the evolution of aspirations and priorities. Collective replenishing spaces, circles, workshops, ceremonies, trips, nourish the journey and weave a support community. The practitioner is a midwife, a doula, a threshold guardian who accompanies transitions with presence, intuition, and flexibility. Caring for one's own energy and cultivating one's art of conclusion and renewal is essential for the practitioner. Integrating conclusion and follow-up offers an evolving and nourishing assistance relationship that supports long-term growth.